So there's a big anniversary going on right now, and the big anniversary is on Mackinac Island. And Bob Benser, Murdoch's original fudge, original Murdoch's fudge. Bob, you are 133 years old. Is that correct?
Can you believe that? Yes, we're still going here. Yep, beautiful morning here on the island. A little foggy, but it's starting to break now, and we've had great weather till now, and the next 10 days look great. So, big day for us.
Yep, big day, and you're making me feel bad with the weather. I mean, it's hot and muggy, but it'll change. We'll get a little break here coming up. But, wow, 133 years. That's pretty cool. Congratulations.
Yeah, we're celebrating, Andy, starting at 9 o'clock here shortly. We'll probably have a line outside of the main store that opened in 1887, and we're giving the first 133 guests that come into the store a free slice of fudge.
Oh.
And we're also doing some online promotions, and got the stores decorated with balloons, and should be a ton of kids in here shortly.
Oh, that's a lot of fun. How's the island doing, I mean, with COVID-19, and how has it affected you guys there?
Well, I mean, it's certainly not as busy as last year, but it's better than we thought it would be, say, 2 or 3 months ago. You think about it, Andy, you come over on either Shepler's or Starline, and they do a great job sanitizing the boat. And then when you come across, most are sitting up top or below with the windows open. So I think people, for the most part, feel pretty safe. And once you get to the island, sure, downtown can be a little bit congested, but most are wearing their masks and trying to keep, the 6 foot physical distancing there. But a lot of our activities, too, are outside, like Mackinac Care Stores. They put a nice clear vinyl curtains between each row. And that's an outside tour, so I think people feel comfortable there. Similarly with biking and hiking and walking. And so we're actually doing pretty well. We're probably 80% of what we were last year, which to us is a win. We haven't had really any outbreaks with our employees. That's our big thing as an employer, keeping our employees safe. And we obviously require masks, good masks and masks that go over your mouth and nose. And then we, of course, installed, plexiglass. But then we health screen them every morning, and then kind of continue to ask questions throughout the day. So we've been really proactive as an island.
Good for you. And is there a mask requirement on the island for the visitors?
There is, yes. I mean, it's strongly encouraged. I don't know. Somebody absolutely doesn't, want to put the mask on. I don't know what really happens in that case. But for the most part, people are pretty cooperative.
They're just driven off in a carriage somewhere and never seen again.
And they take the mask off to have Murdoch's fun real quick. But, no, we're having a good summer. The weather's been great, as I said earlier. And there are people here, they're out doing the old road trip thing. And I've worked in the fudge store a little bit more this summer because of lack of employees and maybe being a bit busier than I expected. And they're driving from all over the Midwest and beyond, taking a 7-day, 10-day road trip through the Upper Peninsula, then down into Gaylord, Trevor City, maybe hopefully over to GR and then around the Great Lakes and back. But a lot of folks are just, traveling by car.
That's really great. Absolutely. And they feel safer that way. And then coming to the island. I mean, who wouldn't want to be on Mackinac Island, the best spot in the world? So
yeah, it really is, especially, during this crazy time, the COVID time here. It feels fairly normal, other than, of course, the mask thing. But I think we're all getting used to that.
Sure.
It's pretty normal, more normal than we thought it would be 2 and 3 months ago.
That's very cool. All right, Bob Benser from Original Murdoch's Fudge and celebrating their 133rd birthday, and people on the island are celebrating with that, and the first 133 people get some free fudge. But how do you feel about helping someone else celebrate with some free fudge here?
Sure, we'd love to. We can do it a couple of times, and we also have an online special, Andy. OriginalMurdochsFudge.com. If you buy our most popular 5-slice gift box, we include a free slice of double chocolate fudge. So that's going on through this Friday. And we have a little promo code, Birthday Fudge. So Birthday Fudge. And so that's been popular. We've had that running for, 3 or 4 days here now.
That's cool. OriginalMurdochsFudge.com. And if you buy the box of 5, then you get a free slice of fudge.
Yes.
Very cool. OriginalMurdochsFudge.com. So so happy birthday. Well, let's have a winner. You want to pick caller
that
number?
Great. I always like doing that. How about
right.
number 7?
Caller number seven. All right. Caller 7 at 580-1005. Caller 7 at 580-1005, and the lines fill up. And so we'll give them some free fudge. And now let's see. If for some reason I'm, technically challenged here, I'm in a temporary studio while they rebuild mine. So sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. So I think this will work. And we'll just go through the phones. And hi, you're caller one. Thank you. Hi, you're caller two. Thank you. Hi, you're caller three. Thank you. Hi, you're caller four. Thank you. Hi, you're caller five. Thank you. Hi, you're caller six. Thank you. And here we go. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Do I have two people on the line here? Wait a minute. Let's see.
Sorry, I'm connected to my car phone. One second.
Okay. All right.
Hey. Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Oh,
hi.
Hey, Bob, I think we have two winners.
Yeah, that's good. We can ship lunch to both, for sure. We're happy to.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Well, let's see. Voice number one, who are you?
Kate Van Der Vertonghen.
Yeah, there's a Kate. All right. And who's the other one?
Julie.
Did you? It's kind of a garble. Did you say Julie?
Yes.
No, Julie and Kate. Linda.
Linda. Okay. Linda and Kate, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well,
I don't know. You have a Julie on the line, too. So.
Hey, we have to do all three. It's like three fish on, you know?
Sorry, Bob. I didn't mean to, you know, jam you up here. But Julie, Julie, I can't forget you. Well, Kate, Linda, and Julie, Bob, what do they win?
Okay, gals, you win our popular five-slice gift box, and we'll enclose and ship to you by FedEx another half pound of double chocolate for, you know, a neighbor or friend or whatever. So it's a nice little giveaway, and we're just really excited to be celebrating 133 years on Mackinac Island. Kind of crazy.
Oh, way to go, Kate, Linda, and Julie. Nice. You're having a good morning so far.
Yeah, for sure.
I just need your addresses, you guys,
okay.
And we'll try to get it out today or tomorrow here by FedEx, so you should receive it in the next 2 or 3 days.
We'll do that offline, yeah. So ladies, hang on, don't go away, and then I'll let you talk to Bob. And next time you're up on Mackinac Island, make sure you stop at Original Murdoch's Fudge. That is the best place. So, hey, Bob, congratulations, happy birthday, happy celebrating as well.
Thanks, Andy. Always nice talking with you.